Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going to be talking about today, just kind of exploring the prophetic words and warnings and what's taking place. And we're seeing these things take place in the world, all the way from China to the Middle East to Northern Africa to America to Mexico to Central America coming into United States of America. We're watching leadership just do some crazy things. We're watching nuclear potential armament of Iran, an enemy of America, an enemy of Israel, why our own leadership is kind of partnering with the idea of nuclear capabilities, why Israel's shouting, saying, you know, this is not a good deal. This is so not a good deal. And here Eric Stackelbach is talking about specifically, it's already shifted, that we're moving into a time of World War III, a war. If you think about like your previous program we talked about with the particular candidate that was on the presidential debate, he's a former governor of Virginia. He said that we've got to prepare America for a long, extended war. Nobody believes we're going to go to war until we go to war. But guess what? It happened twice, world wars, and the whole world is being stored right now. As a matter of fact, listen right now to Eric Stackelbach because he talks specifically about this particular war.
Well, folks, we finally have it. Peace in our time. Or not. As you've probably heard by now, the Obama administration has struck a deal with the Iranian regime that the president says will stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. According to President Obama, if the U.S. Congress does not approve of this deal, the only alternative is war. Apparently, there's just no in-between. He's even compared Republican opponents of the deal to, quote, Iranian hardliners who chant death to America. Wow. So what the president is basically saying is that if you disagree with the Iran nuclear deal, you're a warmongering fanatic. That's apparently his idea of a respectful and frank debate on important issues. I wonder what he'll say about Chuck Schumer, Elliot Engel, and Brad Sherman. They're three key Democrat lawmakers who also oppose the deal. But wait a minute. All three of them are Jewish. And President Obama is already hinting in speeches that the pro-Israel lobby here in Washington and unnamed donors have powerful sway over decisions made on Capitol Hill. Elliot Abrams, a former diplomat who worked under three U.S. presidents, wrote recently, "The basic idea is simple. To oppose the president's Iran deal means you want war with Iran. You are an Israeli agent. You are in the pay of Jewish donors, and you are abandoning the best interests of the United States." So that's where we're at. Why is this deal with Iran so catastrophically bad for America, Israel, and our Arab allies in the Middle East? Here's a few key points. The inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities that the deal is supposed to guarantee are an absolute sham. The U.S. and the other world powers must give Iran 24 days' notice before they're even able to inspect the sites, meaning Iran has, 3.5 weeks to hide their covert nuclear work. And you can bet that they will limit and stall on the inspections every chance they get. Next, the deal releases at least $100 billion in sanctions relief to the Iranian terror regime. Guess what they're going to do with all that money, folks? A good chunk of it will go to fund terrorism. Hezbollah and Hamas are going to get a huge boost, and Iran is going to be even more empowered to continue its jihadist march across the Middle East. Israel must be thrilled. Next, under the deal, Iran gets to keep its nuclear program and continue nuclear research, and its nuke infrastructure will remain largely intact. So what's the point of the deal? Iran also gets to keep its ballistic missile program, and that includes ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, that could one day reach the United States. Move along, nothing to see here. The deal also stipulates that the U.S. and the other P5 plus one nations will actually work with Iran to help secure its nuclear sites from any possible security threats, like, say, an Israeli airstrike. Folks, this means that the Obama administration, this is very important, has put America in a position where we are now playing bodyguard for Iran, the world's number one terrorist regime, while we abandon Israel, our greatest ally. You know, I read the Bible every day, and one key takeaway comes from the book of Genesis, where God Almighty says of Israel, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you." Folks, President Obama is putting us in a very dangerous position. By the way, I've told you what Iran gets from the deal, but what about us? Did America actually get anything out of it after all this trouble? Well, no. We got a bunch of empty promises from Iran's leaders, who have a well-documented history of lying, cheating, and terror. And we got more chance of death to America in Tehran. One thing we didn't get was the release of four American hostages, American citizens, who are being held in Iranian jails as we speak. That includes Pastor Saeed Abedini, a brave Iranian-American who we've told you about here on CBN News. He's languishing, as we speak, in an Iranian prison for refusing to renounce Jesus. Yet the Obama administration apparently just couldn't secure his release as part of this deal. It's just one more reason this Iran deal, and I don't say this lightly, is an abomination. It's going to spark a Middle East nuclear arms race with the Saudis, Egyptians, Turks, and whoever else all driving to acquire the bomb. And it is going to lead to war. You know, when British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain reached his infamous peace deal with Hitler in 1938, Winston Churchill told him, "You were given the choice between war and dishonor. You chose dishonor, and you will have war." Ladies and gentlemen, it's 1938 all over again. History repeats itself, and the West learns nothing. And this time, there's nuclear weapons involved. Fasten your seatbelts and stay in prayer, because we are in for a bumpy ride.
Jim Gilmore, he is a former governor of Virginia, was just in the presidential debates. I'd never even heard about the man before, on Fox News. And listen what he said specifically about prepare. America needs to be prepared for a long-term war, guerrilla warfare. Take a look at this.
On Homeland Security for the United States, we warned about the 9/11 attack before the 9/11 attack occurred. I was the governor during the 9/11 attack when the Pentagon was struck. And I'm going to tell you this. We need to use the benefit of our law enforcement people across this country, combined with our intelligence people across this country. We need to use our technological advantages, because what we've warned of is an international guerrilla movement that threatens this country. It's going to happen in this country. There are going to be further attacks. We have to be prepared to defend the American people, prepare them for a long war, stand up for the defense of this country, and stand up for the values of this country.
Thank you, Governor.
We have to remember that, you know, God's kingdom is not of this world, and that the kingdom of God rests in the heart of those who are His, and that it's not confined to any borders. It's not just in China. It's not just in America. It's not just in Israel. That it's in the hearts of those who follow Him, that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. And so we're not, you know, for life as we know it, we're going to be talking about, is going to be shifting. You know, based on what God is telling us, it's going to be totally shifting. And we want to tell you today and warn you to be prepared. Prepare yourself. You know, shake yourself, quit spending money on whatever you're spending money on if it's not necessary, and begin to think about, you know, I want to be a part of making sure that the voice, the trumpet goes out. I want to make sure that we're prepared for 90 days to be able to go through some real difficult times, because you're listening. This is what's taking place now. And I think we're coming right upon times that's going to deeply test the soul of America. It's going to test the souls of men. But in simultaneously, it's going to be the best days that the kingdom of God and the church has ever seen before.
John, you know, friends of ours, mm-hmm. Kichara and James Bradford were in from Houston, you know, looking at some properties, and they discovered, and I want you to see this, they shared it, that they found out that there's people in Washington, D.C. that are building. This is what they were told, and we have no documentation of this, that these people that they talked to are the ones that are building 90-day facilities, yeah. Sustained water and everything, that all these ones that are making these bad laws and all this crazy stuff, they're going to run into these 90-day things while things go out. As a matter of fact, listen to James and Kichara Bradford.
About
So we pull up to a home that had a for sale sign, and we, you know, just going to walk around and kind of look in the windows. And a gentleman comes out and says, "Hey, do you guys want to look in? You know, come on into the house. Let me show you around." He was basically renovating the entire property, and he had fixed everything back down to the studs. And he starts talking to us, and, you know, he says, "What brings you to the Pensacola area?" And we start talking about, you know, just the ministry and Vine Fellowship, and, you know, that God is pretty much calling us to the area. And he says, "Oh, are you all in Christ?" And, you know, we said, "Yes, we're Christians." And he said, "Oh, okay." So then he starts talking to us about what brought him down to Florida and what he did before. And he, before coming here, he worked for military, building military buildings and building.
Right. Secret high security clearance buildings for government officials in Washington, D.C.
Yes. That's where he worked. Right. And so he was a carpenter for this company for about 30 years. And he said that the jobs that he got were top secret. And basically, the other construction workers on the team with him would be all the Christians. They would recognize each other, and then or men of high integrity. And then when they got down to finishing these certain projects, it would really be just the people who were Christians and a very small team of them. And what he said he was doing was building these government buildings that pretty much could withstand for about 90 days without anyone having to leave that property. So they were basically safe houses that they were building, really high security, very tight, you know, with everything they would need for about 90 days without anyone having to leave for anything. And he said, believe it or not, the government knows what's coming. They are building these buildings in preparation for what's coming. And he said, it says really a shame that they're not telling people or making anyone aware of this, because they know that they need these safe houses. And he said that it's when you hear the people who are printing the money tell you that it's not backed or it's not based on anything and that they will need these type of safe houses, he said it's pretty scary, and he was ready to get out, cut all ties. He was doing this in the Washington, D.C. area, up in the northeast side of the country, before coming down to Pensacola to work construction and retire here in Pensacola. So he said that the government knows they're building these safe houses, tight security, and they're preparing to survive for about 90 days without any type of outside resources.
Okay, let's don't get upset. We shouldn't be looking to government to tell us what to do. We've been talking for many years, but the last 3 years on VFN TV, the radio program, warning, and this is coming, and they know it's 90 days. We've been talking about 90 days ourselves. They're catching up with that. And if you sign up for the Torch newsletter today, you're going to get, as a gift, prudent preparation, so you can begin to start thinking about being prepared. I assume, based on what we're hearing, you have days to prepare. We're going to hear from Rick Wiles in just a second about what he's hearing the same thing, and as many of us that are hearing this, but think about this. Be prepared for 90 days. Think, if you got to stay in your house for 90 days, what does that mean? It means food. It means water. It means maybe a little protection or whatever, you know, and just think about that so that, you know, the government's preparing based on what they were being told, you know, just got to let that anger go. Let it go, you know, because you get caught up in saying you should have told me versus like God's going, I have been telling you that my people don't have to turn to the world.
That's right.
And I want you to hear, this is Rick Wiles on Jim Baker talking, Jim Baker's show, talking specifically about this. Listen to this intensely, what he is saying.
Was the largest on network on the web and all the live, because we do live. This is live as well as going out over the air and then tape and all. But that was the largest live audience we've ever had in history the day you were on.
Praise God.
It's amazing.
Praise God. Well, I'll return the compliment to you, because immediately after I was on the Jim Baker show, our servers crashed.
Now, and what is that? What
well,
is
our the servers that where we load
our
audio files to be sent out on the internet. And we use this
and
hosting.
And people go there.
Yes. Well, they're going to our website.
Yeah, and the servers.
Yes.
Accept the people out there. And it's the electronics part of it.
But we've had this hosting company. It's a very large hosting company. We've had them for over 10 years. And we just maxed them out. And so I told my staff, I said, tell them, take us to the next level. And they said, you're at the top level. There's nothing. No
so
place to go.
It broke. It collapsed.
They could not handle the
amount of people.
Could not handle the massive influx of the Jim Baker audience coming to True News.
And your audience coming to our network was the big, caused us to have the largest day. And then that week, or the next week, we became the PTL television network again, and our audience doubled that day. Doubled. Amen. Doubled.
Praise God. I'm seeing this happening.
What's going on,
Rick? The Lord is supernaturally blessing and enlarging any ministry that will tell the truth.
Yes.
Whoa. Any ministry. You don't have to be that smart. You don't have to be to have that much on the ball. Just tell the truth.
Yes. People
tell them that Jesus is coming.
Yes.
This is our community. You know, we're bringing a body of Christ together to help one another. This week we're in the process of buying horses. I'll tell you, if the grid goes down, you're going to be thankful to have a horse. So if you got a farm, keep the farm, keep the horses.
And I'll tell you what.
My dad literally rode from Michigan to the West Coast when he was a boy with the horses drawing the buggies and the carriages and all the farm stuff. And I'm telling you, the horses will move. Mm-hmm. And we got a Model T. See my Model T back there? I brought it up from the valley. That will run. It runs. It runs right now. That will run if the grid goes down.
And if there's an EMP.
Right.
EMP. EMP. That's right. The EMP bomb.
That's right.
That will run.
That's right.
But
your solar flares. The solar flares, which EMP.
That's in the news right now.
I just happened to.
Solar storm, EMP, from the news. Earth will have only 12 hours to prepare for massive solar storm. Did you read that?
Yes, I did. It talks about how the trains will be disrupted, power will go out, satellite signals will, it says, go wonky. That's what we have to look forward to when the sun next has a meltdown. It even talks about the Carrington event of 1859. It says the worst case scenario is based on the Carrington event of 1859, which caused solar flare-related X-rays and radiation storms. But what would that look like? It would look like the same type of effect that an EMP bomb being detonated 100, 200 miles above our atmosphere, completely shutting down our grid, completely knocking out all of our sources of electricity. This is the type of event that they're speaking of, and it's saying that you would only have 12 hours of warning.
Yeah, that's
I believe, Rick, God's judgment is coming on not just America, on the world. You cannot murder almost 70 million of our babies. You cannot take his word and turn it upside down. You cannot say that God didn't ordain a mom and a dad to have a baby, and that would be called marriage, and that would be called family. And you can't just spit in God's face, ban his prayer from the schools, ban the Ten Commandments even from our courts. It's insane, Rick. What is going on with America?
We have turned our back on God.
Yes.
Plain and simple. That's what we've done. And when a nation comes to the place that a company can pay employees to pick through body parts
of
aborted babies with tweezers looking for their hearts and kidneys, and it doesn't shock the people who are doing this work, and it doesn't shock the nation, then we've been turned over to a reprobate mind. I'm going to bring something out that we were talking about this in the green room before we came out here. A friend of mine, John Price, John wrote a book about America being Babylon. He was an attorney in Indiana, a very prominent leader for conservative values as a lawyer. And he said something to me one day that it challenged me, and so when I finished the phone call, I had to investigate it myself to see if he was correct. Now he only verified this in the Western Hemisphere, North and South America.
Okay.
But he told me, he said, Rick, there is a direct correlation between the percentages of abortions in a society and the amount of Islamic immigration in the country. And I'm going, what? What is this? And he goes, hear me out. Now, the Muslims aren't aborting. So what is the correlation?
Oh, yeah. They're
so
not aborting.
I looked at the numbers. I checked it out myself.
Isn't it crazy? What we perceive to be our enemy and the most evil force on earth has morality not to murder their own babies.
Yes, but this is what John was, this
what
is what he believes
on?
The Lord was showing him. The Muslims are being sent into these Western nations.
We're going to join this video, this broadcast again. You're going to hear all of it and see it in its entirety actually on the VFN Torch. But it's only non-Muslims who are aborting their children.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. You know, Muslims aren't aborting their children. Well, who is? When you look at the statistics, we have them available to you on the VFN Torch. 70 million since 1973. And people are defending it. I mean, Hillary Clinton's defending it.
Oh, yes.
The senator who stood up and recently, I forget her name, and I was defending it. You know, but Joe Scarborough on MSNBC will have on our next program coming up, one of our next programs, where he's saying, this is terrible. And the thing about it, we have to see how terrible it is. And if we respond, then these things can stop or at least be lessened. I think it's going to come. But we have a program that we did about, and you can hear this program, we'll make it available to you, about is New York City, you know, the mystery Babylon that God was talking about. And we went we just checked every box to see if it was, and it lined up identically with it. I mean, you got to listen to those programs because you're going to know. And if you're in New York, and New York is northern New Jersey, you know, New York City I'm talking about, you know, that whole region, it's going to be, I mean, businesses are moving out of New York because of what's going to happen. And these are warnings.
The New Stock Exchange.
Yeah, and there's been other cities as well, but it's just everywhere. We just need to pay attention. These are perilous times are coming, but it's going to be the best times for the church. But the question is, you got to ask yourself, you know, am I a follower of Jesus or am I a follower of religion? We're going to join back in with
Rick Wiles and Jim Baker
talking about the morals that the Muslims have morals about not killing their children. Listen up.
The Old Testament, if an innocent life was taken, blood had to be shed for that innocent life to make atonement for it.
Yeah.
So if we have murdered 50, 60, 70 million babies, does that say there has to be 50, 60, 70 million deaths in this country to atone for those deaths because America has not repented of those murders? And what John is saying is he believes the Muslims are being sent into this country to bring punishment to those nations. And I looked at it, United States, Canada, went all the way down through Central and South America, and the countries, there are some countries that have zero abortion.
Right.
And they also have zero Muslim population. And then when you get to the United States and Canada, you have the highest level of Muslim immigration and the highest level of abortion. And I believe they're going to be used to extract vengeance. To extract revenge, punishment on this country for aborting the babies.
Through history, has always used the enemies, even the enemies of Israel, to come in and punish them when they were in rebellion against God.
That's right. That's right.
And so many of the prophets are saying this is God's judgment, that it's God's allowing his hand to come down. You know what we're talking about.
Yes, his hand of protection. Like you said, Pastor. And, you know, we were talking last night in the green room, even, private dining, that God works in these special types of cycles. God brings judgment in many different types of ways, but the most common way is his enemy. Who is America's biggest enemy? Do you hear Canada saying death to America?
No.
Or Mexico saying death to America? No. It's the Middle East. They're saying death to America, and that is the group that I believe that God could send judgment on. He brings judgment through the enemies.
The abandonment judgment is here. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what even, you know, Dr. Chuck Missler was talking about, that the six different types of wrath that you can identify in the Word of God. The scariest wrath, in my opinion, is this wrath that he referred to as the abandonment wrath.
God has, if you study your Bible, he has several wraths. He has an appositional wrath. He hates sin. That's pretty straightforward. There's another wrath he has that we could call the abandonment wrath. Remember Samson on that last visit to Delilah when he expects to break loose and discovered he can't. Can you imagine the terror he felt when he realized that God had abandoned him? And it's summarized in one little verse. to Ephraim, leave Ephraim alone. He's joined idols. God's abandonment wrath was simply to remove his protection and let the Assyrians come down and eliminate them from history. So we have the abandonment wrath. The question is, and I don't know the answer to this, but I am fearful in the sense that I'm beginning to increasingly suspect that God's abandonment wrath on America has begun. There is a specific judgment that God has specified for those cultures that fail to recognize him as creator. God has a number of sensitivities that he's sensitive about. But his number one sensitivity, if you study your Bible, is his role as creator, right? There is a specific judgment that God declares on a group of people that fail to acknowledge him as creator, and it's described in Romans chapter 1 from verse 18 to the end of the chapter. And so, has the abandonment wrath of America begun?
Oh.
If I use that as an indicator, I would have to strongly suspect it's begun.
Wow.
One thing I was just thinking when Zach was talking about the Muslims chanting death to America, Jeremiah said, all right, you get the Medes would, the ancient Medes would, were located in what is now present day northern Iran. And so you had the Persians and the Medes basically were the people that are in what we now call Iran. Jeremiah said, it is the purpose of the Medes to destroy Babylon. It is the purpose of the Medes to destroy Babylon.
Mm.
It is the purpose of the Iranians to destroy America.
You've had some videos lately go viral. I mean, just literally go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Our show, stuff you did on our show, just what words you said, other preachers have picked up from this show. Prophets are carrying it all over the world. It's like your voice is echoing out all over the world. And you said in that video that we're in the process of becoming Mystery Babylon.
Yes.
And so how far can we go? How long is it going to take?
Well, what I was just saying is I believe in June 26, 2015, when the Supreme Court made the ruling,
yeah.
I believe it was sealed. We made the transition.
It's over. Mean it's already done?
Yes, it's done.
It's not a process.
No, it was up until then. I felt in my spirit such a dark, sickening feeling that something really evil has happened to America.
Evil.
Yes.
Evil. Ready? Have I done all I can do? You said that your days as a watchman has concluded. No, don't say that. You said that. Do
yeah,
you know
I did.
That?
And it really is wrapping up. It's wrapping up. I mean, you don't need a watchman when the barbarians have entered the city and are looting and rampaging in the streets.
Oh,
a watchman is the warn that it's going to come. The enemy is coming. But Jim, we're weeks or months away.
You said that your days as a watchman has concluded. No, don't say that. You said that. Do
yeah,
you know
I did.
That?
And it really is wrapping up. It's wrapping up. I mean, you don't need a watchman when the barbarians have entered the city and are looting and rampaging in the streets.
Oh,
a watchman is the warn that it's going to come. The enemy is coming. But Jim, we're weeks or months away from
people.
Seeing the very thing that we've been warning about for years. We're
and
weeks
when it
or months
comes,
away.
It's too late to get it together. The churches have to be the lighthouse. We have to be the place where people can come for answers and food and all. The prophets are all saying, I mean, Rick Joyner says, you better be in the right place. He said, the number one thing is to be where God wants you. And here's John Kilpatrick. He says, it's a satanic attack upon us. Do not be distracted by evil. Satan is trying to shut your voice. Critical time, July, through the next few months, September and all. He says, you must get the word out. It's all bluster. You're at the end of your calling. That, I mean, it's
present calling.
That's, I know, but so of the warning, we're going to be moving into a different.
Yeah.
You know, I see a blackness after January. I don't know what the future is. God's making me focus on now.
Right.
Which is good.
And I think the ministry will change probably. And we're going to do that. I believe I'm to broadcast till the end.
Me too.
You and I are making plans to try to broadcast to the world as long as we can possibly get a signal out somehow. Because all of what's happening and going to happen is in the Bible. And the only way you're going to have peace in the midst of the storm is to know the word of the living God.
That's right.
This happened maybe, 2007 or 8. I came across this online. It was a woman in Mumbai, India. She's an attorney. Her name is Swana Jha, J-H-A. And she was not, she didn't have any connection to America, but God began giving her dreams and visions about America. And so here she is, she's an attorney in a major city in India, and she's having dreams and visions about America. And so we contacted her. I wanted to see if I could interview her. I didn't know if I knew she was posting this in English, but I didn't know if she spoke English. Turned out she very fluent in English, and she agreed to come on True News. Again, this was back around 2007 or 8. And she was very confused about why. She was asking God, why are you giving me these dreams about America? I don't have any connection to America. I mean, it'd be like you having dreams about India. Why, God? Why are you showing me this shit? And it didn't make sense to her. But this one dream is what stood out. And you can find this still on the internet. I think it's still posted. She saw an airliner flying over America. And the airliner was full of watchmen. And they were leaning up to the windows on each side of the aircraft, looking out the windows, and they were shocked. They were stunned because down on the ground, the sewage pipes had bursted open. And they're flying over America, and everywhere they look, the sewer pipes were bursted open, and the sewage, raw sewage, is just spewing out. Ah. And it was so bad that the watchmen were saying, we can't stop it. We can't stop it. It's too bad. It's out of control now. This is beyond our ability to stop. They're watchmen. And then she hears, in this dream, she hears the air traffic controller shouting to the pilot, land the plane, land the plane. And so the aircraft goes down and lands, and the watchmen get off the plane, and they look around, and they're like, where are we? And they were in another country. The plane took the watchmen to another nation. And the watchmen were like, well, we're watchmen. We've been preaching and warning and preaching. And they looked around and they said, these people don't need us. They're living right for God. They don't need warning. They don't need watchmen. These people are living for God. And the watchmen realize, we're out of work. What are we going to do? And the Holy Spirit downloaded in each one of these watchmen business skills, and they each started businesses in these foreign countries. And this woman, this attorney in India, she told me, because I don't know what this dream means. Does it make sense to you? And I said, yes, ma'am, it makes sense to me. There's a day coming when the filth is going to break open so bad in America that even the watchmen are going to vomit and go, we can't take it anymore. Mm. We can't stop it. And God's going to just take them out. He's just going to take them out.
We're there.
We're there, Jim. We're there. Where we're going now, brother, is it will be to feed the sheep who heard the warning.
Yes.
That's going to be the rest of your ministry, brother.
Yeah.
It's going to be to feed the sheep who heard your warning.
That's it.
But The day of you and me and other watchmen pleading, begging, crying, warning people. It's wrapping up very, very soon, possibly weeks or months.
It's time for to get heart right with God.
Yes. The issues of our heart.
Just to know you're right. Ask Him to forgive us of all of our sins. If you don't love the church and love each other, you're not saved. If you're hurting your church, you're not saved. You know you passed from death into life because you love the brethren. Now listen to me. This is what God spoke to me. This is the word of God the other night. I said, God, why am I going through all this warfare? And he said, the warfare is proof that what you're doing is valuable. He said, nobody would be fighting you if it wasn't valuable.
Right.
You don't go steal a fake print from, I was going to say Woolworths, they're gone a long time, from Walmart. They want the originals.
Yeah, authentic, that's right.
They want the masterpieces.
That's it.
Where we're going now, brother, is it will be to feed the sheep who heard the warning.
Yes.
That's going to be the rest of your ministry, brother.
Yeah.
It's going to be to feed the sheep who heard your warning.
That's it.
But the day of you and me and other watchmen pleading, begging, crying, warning people, it's wrapping up very, very soon, possibly weeks or months. People ask me, when will the economic system collapse? Mm-hmm. My answer is 2008. This is artificial life support.
Do you realize that when this crash, which these men are telling you and you believe could be coming this year, is that right?
I think there's a crash coming in this year. I think it will be the bond market. A lot of people are going to think this is it. This is, we just had the crash. Mm. No. I think the mega crash is next fall. Lamentation says, the kings of the earth did not believe, nor any of the inhabitants of the world, that foe or enemy could enter the gates of Jerusalem. This was for the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priest. That's why we're falling, Jim. The sin is in the church.
Yeah.
The sin is in the church. I saw America on fire. I saw burning cities. I saw the billowing smoke. The skyscrapers crumbled down. And I saw refugees, Americans, staggering out of these cities. And I said, Lord, what am I seeing? And he said, this is your country's future if she does not repent. I heard Osama bin Laden. I heard Islamic terrorism. Agri-terrorism. He told me, now listen to this. He said, the pantries and cupboards will be full of food, but the people will dare not eat it. It's poisoned. There is a day coming. I said, this is going to be the scariest scene you can ever imagine. There is a day coming when our military will be a pagan atheist army. And you, Mr. and Mrs. Christian, will be the enemy. And I've told my staff, you know what? In years past, it was pretty easy to build an end time ministry talking about the end times when it wasn't the end times.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
But it's now the end times.
Yes.
And it's not easy anymore. And it's dangerous.
Yes.
And some of us may lose our lives in the days ahead for doing what we're doing. In the book of Acts, the prophet Agabus went to the apostles and prophesied that a famine was coming. We read this in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The apostles judged it as a true word from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the apostles acted on it and began to gather food for the saints. They had 10 years to stockpile food. Mm. We've got millions of Christians that aren't listening to this at all. They see you and they turn the channel. They hear me and they go on to something else.
Right.
They want a preacher who's telling them how to get rich, how to be blessed,
how
to get everything.
Right.
And we're here telling them it's all going away.
Yes. Right.
November 99, standing out in a pasture field, Toller, Texas, full moon. And he said, I will give you a national audience on television just before the judgment strikes America. Jim, nobody has invited me on television until you today. This is it. This is
if it was just one person, I mean, even just me hearing with this, as so many of us have heard this, you're seeing the signs, you're seeing what's going on. And the sad thing is you're not seeing a lot of people prepare. Mm. And we get back from this break, we want to talk to you about being prepared for the days ahead, days that test men's souls. Well, you're hearing him talk about, you know, we've been warning and warning and warning, and it does at some point, just like this particular lady was saying, you just think like, you know, dear God, nobody's listening. How much longer do you have to do this? These tragedies are taking place. When she saw sewage going across America right now in the heartland, you know, coming out of Colorado is toxic poisons and like a 3,000 times the deadly force of lead and other things just coming down the river in the drinking water all the way down to New Mexico. All these things are happening and taking place, and it seems like people are just asleep. And maybe you're not. And I think the reason why you're listening and watching is that you're not. We want to encourage you to prepare. And one way to be able to do that, you know, quickly to get a whole detailed is to sign up for the Torch newsletter, and you'll automatically get the ability to listen to a prudent preparation, because a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. There's not going to be other things to latch onto during this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been in a time of disaster, for example, like a hurricane's coming in, immediately everybody runs to the store. They buy all the batteries, all the bread, all the canned goods, even if they don't need it. Even if they don't need it, they just kind of buy it all. You have lines and lines of traffic like it was at Hurricane Sandy in New York. It's been in the Gulf Coast and different areas. And people buy all the fuel. And there's just this panic goes on. But with something like this, there's not going to be a truck coming down the road probably for maybe 90 days. And once it does, it's still going to be an alerted type thing. And this Jim Gilmore, the former governor of
Virginia
at this presidential debate, says that it's going to be like guerrilla warfare. And we did a whole program on that, so you can – well, hopefully they'll refer it to you. Go to VFNTV.com. But basically it's just, you know, people out of control doing whatever. You know, some of the things that we probably, you know, seen on the streets on a small scale, you're looking at possibly on a big scale. We're seeing evil take place. And the answer, by the way, is not fear. The answer is to pray. The answer is to turn back to God and repent. He says, when these things happen, when plagues and drought and all this stuff, when I send this upon you, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways and pray and humble themselves, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. It's us, the church, that has to turn back to God. It's not the world. It's the church, the people who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ. It's the pastors and the prophets, and it's all the fivefold ministry. It needs to turn back to God, and it can be done. That's all God wants. God doesn't want hard times to come upon us. He wants us to turn back to him. I want to pray with you right now. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com, sign up for the Torch newsletter, and stay informed. Partner and sponsor with us, because we want, just like Jim Baker said, we want to be on the air to the last moment in time. And I believe a shift is taking place. And if what happens, what we think is going to happen in New York, that's the heart of where media comes out of. I think God's going to shift media, and it's going to be prophetic words coming that answers to what's taking place at this very moment from the Lord. Let's just pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your warnings. I thank you for preparing us, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you love everyone enough to tell them in advance all you want us to do is turn back to you. God, I pray that you would prevent this storm, that you would protect your people, God, and you would give your people the unction to prepare. Dear God, we ask you, Lord, forgive our sins, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors.
If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.